Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. But the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, and Judith Robert and Tom Kapuscinskas. From historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, we have a new show inspired by Homan's Happy Hand Sanitizer. Remember, if you want happy hands, try Homan's tonight. We guarantee your hands will feel brighter and lighter. At Homan's, we say, happy hands, happy heart. Homan's is a sanitizer that makes happy hands smart. Featured tonight in our clinically sealed ultraviolet-infused studio will be country singer, songwriter, and surgeon-to-be Zach Dubois. Along with us tonight is our very own resident composer and harpist, Cindy Boner. Plus, we have a poem by the 15th century poet, Kabir, as read by Cindy Davis, and a statement on poetry by our host. And of course, there's me, your announcer, Jacob Moreno, along with our very own one-man band, Lightning John Baylor. And now, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, where over 150 years of creative commerce have enlivened the bricks, mortar, poplar beams, and woodwork, where people hung out every window and doorway to hear William Jennings Bryan give his Cross of Gold speech in the street in 1896, where the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour is recorded, here's the radical rascal of all things lunar, or lunatic, your Radio Hour host, George Schricker.
The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, 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 till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long, till the river goes round. It won't be long, till the river goes round and round and round. Okay, well, thank you so much. It's great to be here with Jacob Moreno. Hey, Jacob, how are you doing these days?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, you're having, life is treating you well?
Yeah.
Great weather right now.
Absolutely.
Right, have you noticed that the leaves have almost all fallen off the trees?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful out there.
But it's just gorgeous. Don't you love the sound of the leaves when you kind of scoot your feet through them?
And yeah.
It makes that sound.
And the way they like crinkle in the wind.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Well, it's so great to have you. We have an exciting show planned tonight, and you're an integral part of it. You come in to the moon not too long ago. What number show is this? Is this your third show or fourth show?
I believe it's the fourth show.
Fourth show. Okay. Well, it's great to have you, and you've really enlivened our spirits by your presence.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And we have a very special guest with us tonight, and his name is Zach Dubois. And I'm so pleased he's here. Actually, Nate Butler, our sound engineer, told me about Zach, and so I'm very pleased to have you. Are you enjoying your first trip to the Wild Rose Moon?
Absolutely. This is quite an event center, upstairs and downstairs. I didn't know what I was getting myself into when I showed up, and it's beautiful, man. It's incredible what you've done here, and hearing about the history of it, it's really cool.
Well, thank you. It's a big team that achieves all this, and they have such great hearts. Well, listen, tell me a little bit about yourself. Now, you're from Elkhart, Indiana, originally?
That is correct, yeah. From Elkhart, born and raised.
And So right there on the Elkhart River, were you born near the river or?
Unfortunately, I was not.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was born in South Bend in Memorial Hospital, which is along the St. Joe River, I guess.
Right.
So,
right.
So yeah. There's that. But yeah. But no, unfortunately, my
but
family has some land.
Put you in a basket or anything and
what's that?
Float you down the river.
No, no. Okay. No Moses story going on there.
No, no. But so tell me about growing up in Elkhart. What
where'd you go to school?
My family has some land on the north side of town. And that's where I was born and raised. I went to Jimtown High School, my dad was the principal and then superintendent.
And when did you, were you, is that where you got the musical bug when you were younger, or was your family musical?
So my mom used to do the music at the church we went to, St. Thomas in Elkhart. So she used to do that. So we always grew up musically inclined, and I took piano lessons, but I always played sports growing up. And so I was never thought I'd one day really get into music. But before my senior year of high school, I was a quarterback on the football team. We just won state the year before. And I ended up finding out that I had a bilateral stress fracture in my back, and I also got mono. And so I couldn't participate in two-a-days in the summer, and couldn't really play that year. So I had a bunch of free time on my hands, and I figured I better do something productive with that time. And so I picked up guitar and started teaching myself how to play it. I'd always written poetry, and so I was like, you know, I'm getting ready to go to college. I think guitar would be a pretty good thing to pick up as you go to your dorm, and you're going to have a lot of free time there as well. So,
well, tell me a little bit about this writing of poetry. You know, we're going to be doing some poems later on in the program today, and so this is a very appropriate segue to our work later. What kind of poems were you writing, and when did you start?
I started when I was in grade school, and it was just, you know, we'd get assigned, oh, you have to write such and such poem. I've never told this story actually either, so this is interesting. So we had this poetry assignment, and I was a fourth or fifth grader, whatever, and so we wrote it and then submitted it off to this National Anthology of Poetry, and my poem actually got accepted into the National Anthology of Poetry for, I think it's for, you know, grade school and high school kids. But yeah, so that was a pretty, pretty cool thing early on to see that. So
could you recite that for us?
I it was something about friends to the end, and it was about death. I read a lot of Edgar Allan Poe as a little kid, kind of dark stuff. So it was about death, and it was very somber.
But now we'd like to listen to you on that beautiful guitar you've got there. Do you have a story behind that guitar?
So this guitar, I didn't have this originally when I first started playing. I had a junky Yamaha that served its purpose of teaching me how to play. And so when I was an undergrad, I went to the University of Notre Dame. So when I was an undergrad there, I saved up some money and actually found this guitar on eBay and bought this on eBay back before Amazon, I think, even existed. So yeah, I've had this guitar with me now for, 12 years, I believe. And it's a great, great Martin guitar. I love it.
They make wonderful guitars.
They do, yeah.
So could you do a song for us and tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. So this song, it's called Bleed Red. And given everything that's going on in the world, I think it's a song that that needs to be shared, and people need to hear the message. It's about how we're all connected.
Everybody, just somebody from somewhere. And everybody knows somebody, could be from anywhere. We all bleed red, we all need love, we all take trips around the same sun. We all live once, we all mess up, we all get hurt, and when we get cut, we all bleed red. We all bleed red. As I get older, my eyes get open wider. I think about this world and all its shades of gray. There's things that I'd fight for,
That list keeps changing every day. And we all bleed red. We all need love. And we all take trips around the same sun. We all live once. We all mess up. And we all get hurt. And when we get cut, we all bleed red. Yeah, we all bleed red. Well, our roots run deep, and they give us life. And your roots connect to mine. And we all bleed red. We all need love. We all take trips around the same sun. We all live once. We all mess up. And we all get hurt. And when we get cut, we all bleed red. And we all bleed red. Everybody is just somebody from somewhere.
Yeah. What a great song. Great song. I love that. Give me that line about the roots. The roots.
Oh, our roots run deep and give us life, and yeah, your roots connect to mine.
Yeah, that's so great. And I love thinking, too, about how, you know, you're a medical student, right?
That's correct.
And so you think about the veins and you, in our hands and stuff, and then you look at the roots of trees. And I heard some eco-philosopher talk once about how, you know, water shapes so much of the biological life and the principles of water. And so you see those principles in our veins, and you see them in the roots. And so I love those connections that you make in the song. It's just
absolutely
great.
Yeah,
yeah, super. Let me start in on this journey of your albums. You have three albums, and they look very interesting. I haven't listened to all of them. I listened to that song, actually. But what about your first album? How did that finally come to be born?
Yeah, so my first album, it's called Destination Unknown, and I graduated from the University of Notre Dame in 2011, and when I was an undergrad, I thought I was going to go to medical school right after undergrad. However, I really got into songwriting during my college years. And during my senior year, I took an entrepreneurship class, actually, and we had to write a business plan for a venture we wanted to start after undergrad. And so I decided that I would try to write a business plan and run a feasibility analysis of being a full-time touring singer-songwriter. And, I kind of had a eureka moment while I was working on that, that's what I really wanted to do at the time. And so I could actually feasibly, do that right out of school, and make money and potentially support myself financially doing that. And so I came up with a plan and kind of put that plan into action as soon as I graduated and toured. I played, I think, I'm not sure how many shows that first year, but played all the way from Minnesota down to Florida, playing for sometimes two people in a room. I remember one night in Madison, Wisconsin, I was playing on a Tuesday night and it was snowing in the middle of April. And, two people came out to the show. And the cool thing, I was really down about it, but after the show, the people came up to me and said, we drove like 30 minutes to come and see you here in this bad weather. And so I was like, all right, there might be something here to this. Cause I had been putting stuff out on YouTube. It was the early days of YouTube and I'd kind of been building a following that way. And so I did that first tour and gathered a bunch of emails. My whole goal for that tour was to gather a bunch of email addresses so I could do a Pledge Music campaign to try to fund an album. And so I was able to gather however many thousand email addresses over the course of that spring and eventually funded that album through the generosity of everyone that was I'd gathered the email addresses from wanting to support the project. So
maybe you should have your own how-to book.
Well, know? I definitely read a lot and tried to talk to as many people in the industry as I could. And if you are willing to kind of think creatively outside the box and work really hard, you're able to accomplish a lot of things.
Well, I would like to hear another song.
Yeah.
And tell me the story behind it.
Yeah. So I guess we were talking about, traveling around the country playing music. And that was really my life for the past 7 years before I started medical school, my time between Notre Dame and medical school. And this is kind of an autobiographical song about that and kind of what life is like out on the road. And it's called Life on the Road. Quarter after 10, time to start the show. Another night in another town, sharing songs I wrote. Hope the folks out in the crowd like what they hear. Make them forget their troubles, singing about mine, hanging out and drinking beer. Yeah. Most nights the getting it's good, even when the money ain't that great. Seeing your song strike a chord with the crowd, well, that's the best kind of pay. And chasing a dream, well, it's good for your soul, so I chase it night and day. Yeah, I travel across this land in a beat-up van, just trying to find my way. I keep rolling, I let the rhythm carry me. Live my life knowing nothing is guaranteed. But if I keep going, yeah, I might find what I'm searching for. I'm holding out hope, living this life out on the road. Will I sleep on my friends' couches that make more money than me? And sometimes I'm jealous of their houses, but they're jealous that I'm free. And I'm no good at one-night stands, so I lie awake alone, just reflecting on this path that I chose and praying about the unknown. I keep rolling, yeah, I let the rhythm carry me. Live my life knowing nothing is guaranteed. But if I keep going, yeah, I might find what I'm searching for. I'm holding out hope, living this life out on the road. Couple beat up paperbacks sitting on my dresser from Louella Moore and Jack Kerouac. My companions on this journey, their words, they guide my path. Well, for now, I got my things in the green hills of Tennessee. I'm seeking truth in these guitar strings to see how far these songs will carry me. Well, how far will they carry me? Oh, won't you carry me? Yeah.
Well, that song has a very gospel feel, the way it tackles its subject. And we love any song that has a river inside of it as a metaphor here. So we're going to talk more to you in the last segment of our show. Thank you so much, Zach. And we'll be back with some more Zach DuBois. And coming up next will be our harpist and dear friend of the moon, Cindy Boner, who will be playing a piece of her own. I'll be reading a poem inspired by the American Transcendentalist. And our very own Cindy Davis will be reading a few poems from the poet, the 15th century poet, Kabir.
With support from Judith Robert and Tom Kepazinskis, Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.